Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go live in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm LBJ. You're there and I am here, and you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. Welcome. Let me start off by saying, as I always do, that I hope my voice finds you in good health, spiritually, mentally, and physically, not necessarily in that order, but all equally important to help us through this thing we call life. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to come into your life for the next few minutes. I hope my voice is somewhat inspirational, motivational, and just gives you another way of looking at things. And with that being said, let's get right into it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a different approach tonight. I want to try something. I want to give out a couple of habits, maybe some tips. We were talking about staying motivated and having a really good year in 2019. And I am totally all for that. And I want you to understand something else. The things that I talk to you about and things that are on my mind and my tips and anything that I'm telling you, I will tell you very honestly that I also make the same efforts and try to do the same thing myself. So I'm not telling you to do something and I'm not trying it. It's just bad practice. But I want to say is, just a couple of tips, you know, for a healthy diet. You know, it's been scientifically proven that, you know, a number of health benefits such as reducing, some body fat and stuff, you know, it really cuts down on some of these chronic diseases, you know, and keeping your body healthy. However, you know, when you're making these major changes in your diet, sometimes it can be a little overwhelming. So, you know, instead of making big changes, you got to start off a little smaller. You know, I really believe this one here, and I've been doing it. Listen, drink a glass of water before you go to bed. I know you're going to say, what the heck? I mean, I got to get up in the middle of the night, you know, but that one glass every day, next thing you know, you're going to be buying smaller clothes. So you know what you got to do? This is a big one. Slow down. You know, slow down, you know, and slow the pace, you know, which is a big part of some of the eating habits that you have. You know, in fact, I mean, comparing different eating speeds and showing you, you know, it's up to 115% of people are obese because they're fast eaters. You know, if your appetite and you see how fast you eat, you know, it controls your hormones. I'm not a doctor, but that's, you know, that's what's being said. And it takes you about 20 minutes to realize for your brain that you're overeating. So you can eat until you're full, but then it takes you about 20 minutes for your brain to say, hey, I'm not done. And that's where we, we get the obesity and the weight starts coming in. Listen, you know, they're saying here, choose whole grain breads and not refined. You know, I'm not a big bread guy. You know, I mean, we've been sold on this whole wheat kind of thing. And, you know, it's still up in the air. I'm not a scientist, but I know myself personally, I try to stay away from the breads. You know, add a little Greek yogurt to your diet. That's good stuff. You know, keep that digestive thing going. You know, remove, you know, they got those probiotics in there and stuff, and get that, get rid of some of those fats. You know, it's a good source of protein. You know, it helps you, feel full longer. That's a very good idea. You know, when you go to the store and you're shopping, you know, don't go shopping without a list, because I'm guilty as charged. That's why I'm not in charge of going to the supermarket, because I just throw stuff in my cart. And I had this conversation today, you know, I mean, if you want to stay healthy, stay on the outside. Stay on the outside. When you go on the inside, that's, you know, where you get all the bad stuff. So be careful on the inside and just, you know, bring a list. I find this now, too. It's incredibly healthy. I believe it. And, you know, you should eat eggs for breakfast, you know, instead of a lot of these other things we're being sold on. A lot of protein. Increase your protein intake. I mean, you gotta eat more protein. Protein is often, you know, referred to as the king of the nutrients, and it does seem to have some superpowers. Don't know what it is, but so you gotta increase that protein. As I said before on the onset, drink water. Yes, you might have to visit that room a little more often, but you know what? The benefits will pay off, you know. Try to eat, you know, baked foods, and, you know, or roasted instead of, you know, grilling or frying. I know. Listen, let me tell you something. There's nothing like fried food, you know. Hence the word French fried. Yeah, they're pretty cool, but you got to cut down on those, you know. And listen, you got to get those supplements in order. You know, take some omega-3s and vitamin D. I have to follow, you know, physician, heal thyself. I got to step up my game on my vitamin D3. I realize that I kind of fall off the wagon on that every now and then. Listen, replace your favorite foods, you know, especially fast foods. You got to replace them. You know, find something else a little bit. You know, eating out, you know, doesn't have to involve unhealthy foods. All right, when you go out to the restaurant, I'm a big guy. I love going out to nice restaurants. And yes, I'm guilty. You know, I order what looks good on the menu. I don't worry about, you know, being healthy or not. So you got to slow that down, you know. Try at least one healthy new recipe per week. You know what you got to do? Get into the habit of having one meal that is healthy. I know it sounds like a little bit of a challenge, and it could be, but what you do is just try something different. You know, I did it for a minute. I did one of these, you know, delivery services, and I will tell you, the food was really good. Portion controlled, stuff that I would have never, ever bought or made on my own, so that was a good deal. And like I just said, you know what, choose the baked potato over the French fries. You know, guilty as charged. You know, I'm not a big French fry guy. I must admit that. You know, make sure you eat your greens. All right, eat green first, man. You got to eat your greens. They're important. I'm still up in the air now. You know, they're saying about eating your fruits, you know, instead of drinking them. You know, instead of a fruit juice, you know, eat that apple or eat that orange or whatever. A lot of sugar. You know, you got to watch your sugars, though. I mean, I'm big on that, so be careful with your sugar. And, you know, cook at home more often, you know, as opposed to going out. You know, it's funny. When I was a young man, my grandmother used to say, you know, if you keep going out to eat, you know, you got to be careful. Don't go out all the time. It'll kill you. And I'm like, Grandma, what do you mean it's going to kill you? You keep eating out, man, it's going to kill you. Now, this is going back. They were giving out this advice, and we didn't take it then. And now, all of a sudden, it's trending, you know. So we're trying to get back to the basics. And, you know, I'm going to end it on this here. I know I threw a lot at you, and I apologize, but what you got to do, too, is you got to become more active. You got to become more active. So make it your business in 2019 to start this year. And you still got time. It's early. Get active. Step by step by step, you know, move that body. And I will be, and I'm going to tell you again, when you're going out there, listen, if you haven't done it in a while, you know, don't worry about what people, don't worry about that guy next to you or that gal next to you. You focus on you, and little by little, you will get better. So, ladies and gentlemen, listen, I just wanted to put that out there. Again, I know it's a lot of information. I'm just kind of spitting it out there. But that's going to be one of the first things that we should do. All right. Let's start eating healthier. Get that energy level up. Get that body toned down. And then you'll be surprised at a lot of the other things that you want to do. And I keep saying about being motivated. So let's do that. I think that, you know, once the health is going, then you will be growing. And what I mean by that, I mean mentally and not physically. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the beginning of our journey. Let's make 2019 a good year. All right. And I am here with you, and I will not tell you to try anything that I am not going to try myself. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I always say, take care of yourself. Take care of your families, because family's important. And if you see somebody that needs a helping hand, stick yours out and help them. I believe this one act really, really will make the world a better place. And it'll be one of those things that help you on your journey to becoming the best person that you were meant to be. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm LBJ. You're there, and I am here. And you're listening to The Heartfelt Truth. We will talk again.